Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. No, man.
Well, China, in true fashion, maintained that this was not a very obvious spy tool, but instead a weather balloon that had blown off course. Their foreign ministry responded harshly to the downing of it, calling this an attack on an unmanned civilian airship, adding, quote, "The U.S. use of force is a clear overreaction and a serious violation of international practice. China will safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of the company concerned and reserves the right to make further responses if necessary." Would you come
my way? This is the Trevor Carey Show. Did you run out to the air? On the Valley's Power Talk.
The Chinese government says a second balloon seen flying over Latin America did come from China, but claims it's of civilian nature and is used for a flight test. During a news conference, a spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry repeats previous statements that the balloon seen flying across the United States was a weather balloon and the United States overreacted by shooting it down over the Atlantic. The Foreign Ministry says the balloon over Latin America has been impacted by the weather, has limited steering abilities, and has deviated far from its planned course.
All right. It's been joyriding for days, checking out sensitive military sites. You know, if we sat back and dreaded to find out how Joe Biden would react in any kind of, I guess we call this international tension, right? Well, team pudding brain went to work, didn't they? There's not a lot of firepower in the White House, in the executive branch right now. And do you know that, you know, investigators always say how they can tell if somebody is lying? They keep changing their story. That's how you know if somebody's lying. On Saturday, a Biden administration official told news outlets that the balloon had traveled over the United States at least three times during the Trump administration. Ooh, got a problem with that statement. Every defense and intelligence official from the former Trump administration, they flat out denied that while they were there, that any Chinese spy balloon floated over the United States. And remember, those investigators say if you know how to tell somebody's lying, they keep changing their story. So the Biden administration was forced to change its story. They're now claiming that U.S. intelligence knew of the spy balloons, but I don't know. Oops. Kind of sort of forgot to tell anybody, including the commander-in-chief. Yeah, they didn't tell Trump, did not tell him. And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene called for an investigation into why Pentagon officials withheld. And, you know, this is critical military information. Withheld this from the commander-in-chief regarding spy balloons from China that flew over the United States during his presidency. Congressman Matt Waltz of Florida told Fox News the DOD spotted two Chinese spy balloons over the U.S. during Trump's presidency and refused to inform him. General James Mattis, who was Secretary of Defense at the time, he held the information back from Trump. You actually have a general holding information from the commander in chief. They said they thought Trump would be, I guess, too provocative or too aggressive. And Biden officials claimed that they were flown over during Trump's time in office. And Trump, of course, denied that. You had General Milli Vanilli. Remember when he called China behind Trump's back and promised that we wouldn't attack them? Remember when that happened? I mean, how many of our top brass military leaders are owned by communist China? I mean, if generals aren't telling Trump about the spy balloons, then anyone that didn't is guilty of treason. I mean, it's that simple. That simple. You got a United States general did not notify the commander-in-chief of a threat to the United States because he was going to be too aggressive or
allowing Chinese to spy on U.S. installations and then hid it from the president of the United States. Congress should be calling on him to testify under oath, right? I mean, President Trump, first president in, 40-some-odd years to not start a war? After Trump left office, they're now saying, oh, the story changes. Oh, a report from Fox News said Biden administration officials claimed they discovered that the balloon that had crossed the U.S. during Trump's administration after Trump left office. It keeps changing. I mean, it seems very common sense, right, to shoot that sucker down. Sure it does. This thing was huge. They're now talking about being the NORTHCOM from NORAD. Chief General Van Herk said the balloon was up to 200 feet tall with a payload the size of a jetliner. Said it weighed in excess of a couple thousand pounds, potentially carried explosives to detonate and destroy the balloon. Guys, that's coming from a NORAD commander. Does that not make your jaw drop? That it had a payload the size of a jetliner? Wow. Why this was not shot down? They could have done it over the waters up near Alaska. That was within our airspace over the water. They could have done it in a place in Alaska where not a lot of people live. We know in Montana, that's way less populated than many states down here. We know that. I mean, I was just up there in August. Sure, they could have done that. According to the Department of Defense, the U.S. did not have time to shoot down the Chinese spy balloon after it crossed the Aleutian Islands. That's in our area. So you actually let a spy balloon from an enemy enter our airspace, and you have no idea what the intention was. This is General Van Herk at NORAD. Quote, it was my assessment that this balloon did not present a physical military threat to North America. This is under my NORAD hat, and therefore I could not take immediate action because it was not demonstrating hostile act or hostile intent. Now, that's the same guy that gave the physical description of this. It had the same tonnage as a jet airliner that could be in there. So exactly how does General Van Herk judge the fact that it wasn't going to be hostile? Wait until it gets here and then it wants to go and drop something? Is that what you're doing, General Van Herk? You know, they're not going to have a sign that says, "We come to attack you. We spy on you." No. Saying it was that big and it could have potentially carried explosives. That's a quote from NORTHCOM Chief General Van Herk. Possibly explosives? Why would you not think that's hostile intent? Why would you not have an issue with letting that float over the country for more than a week? I don't know. Am I losing my mind here, or is this explanation they're giving us just crazy?
We know that they had a measure of control over its speed and its direction. And we believe it was conducting surveillance over sensitive military sites inside the United States.
Up, up, and away. What did Joe have to mumble about it? Well, let's go listen to Joe mumble just a little more here. Huh? CNN broke right to him.
Let's listen in.
Balloon, order the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They decided, without doing damage to anyone on the ground, they decided that the best time to do that was as it got over water outside within 12-mile limit. It successfully took it down, and I want to compliment our aviators who did it, and we'll have more to report on this a little later. Thank you.
What did you say about China? What's your message to China?
You were saying the recommendation was from your national security.
I told them to shoot it down.
On Wednesday. But the recommendation.
They said to me, let's wait till the safest place to do it.
What does this mean for China, relations with China?
He walks away. What's this mean with our relations with China? He walks away. And also, have we called pilots? Is that the thing they call them in their aviators? It just seemed a little World War I-ish, didn't it? I thought we called them pilots. We don't say. He wears aviators. You're right. He tries to look at. Here was Fox News covering it. And then right when the guy was going, well, we'll keep our eye. Well, It looked like it just got blown up.
Checking Twitter on several different official...
Oh. I believe it just happened there. That was it. Live, raw, and unfiltered. It appears that that China spy balloon...
Poof. There it went. A little harder to kind of get down there and accumulate it all right in the ocean than if you did it, you know, I don't know, 200 miles north of Billings out there where there's nobody living. Anyhow, it's just an idea, but I'm not a smart military person. Now, why would Joe Biden not want to upset China? Well, we know, and this is just a little reminder, with the Biden, the Penn Biden Center there, where the documents were found and all this, they've gotten $54.6 million in donation from China. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who couldn't travel to China because we, poof, shot the balloon out of the air. What was his job? Before he was Secretary of State, let's see, he was, former managing director of the Penn Biden Center, where they raked in all that cash from communist China. Interesting, isn't it? A little interesting. You know, what do they always say? Follow the money. That's right. Follow the money. Oh, let's keep following it. A little trail right to his son, Hunter. Yeah, Hunter had the Chinese business partners, right? The business deals that he did when he was over there and flew back on Air Force Two, right? It's also been reported the Chinese spy balloon, you know, that can't steer itself, deliberately avoided Russian airspace. Why do you think the Chinese chose to treat America differently? Well, I don't think we have to really think about it, do we?
Think about what you'd think about.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey, let's go back to 1983. Korean Airlines Flight 007. It was on the last leg of a flight from New York City to Seoul. They did a stopover in Anchorage, and the plane accidentally, in a short time after it took off from Anchorage, flew into Russian airspace, crossed over into their land, where they had some top-secret Soviet military installations were known to be located. So the Soviets, they sent two fighters up. They scrambled them. They located the KAL flight, tried to make contact with the jet. They didn't get a response, so they fired a heat-seeking missile. It was hit. KAL 007 was hit, dropped into the Sea of Japan. All 269 people on board were killed.
Поддельные новости.
No, that really happened. It did. And now, what a difference in policy, right? To allow that thing. And it's not a little thing. Sure, it looked little because you're looking up to above where airplanes fly. That's almost in another feet, a sphere up there, right? Because airlines are, what, 30,000, 35,000 feet, right? So that's even further up. Ah, my word. How do they do this?
Well, China, in true fashion, maintained that this was not a very obvious spy tool, but instead a weather balloon that had blown off course. Their foreign ministry responded harshly to the downing of it, calling this an attack on an unmanned civilian airship, adding, quote, the U.S. use of force is a clear overreaction and a serious violation of international practice. China will safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of the company concerned and reserves the right to make further responses if necessary.
Oh, China's going to make further responses as necessary. Well, when you don't stand up to a bully, they keep bullying you, don't they? House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Congressman Mark Green, Republican of Tennessee, said, remember, this is the House Homeland Security Chairman. You would think with security that he said he was never alerted by the Biden administration about the balloon. Said we never got a phone call. We never, ever even got alerted. To this, the information that it got to travel all across America. Now, let me remind you what Joe Biden this time last year accomplished. He got rid, he terminated a national security program that Trump put into place to counter all Chinese spying in the United States. It's called the China Initiative. Now, why would Biden get rid of this? Well, back in 2018, under then Attorney General Jeff Sessions, to help stop China's moves to steal our intellectual property and to spy on our industry, to spy on our research, to spy on our military, Trump put the China initiative in. But last year, the Biden administration claimed that we got to get rid of this espionage program because
it's racist.
That's what they said. It was racist. Here's Matthew Olson, Assistant Attorney General for National Security. This time last year, 1 year ago, he said, quote, "We have heard concerns from the civil rights community that the China initiative fueled a narrative of intolerance and bias." He went on to say, "Anything that creates the impression that the Department of Justice applies different standards based on race or ethnicity harms the department and our efforts, and it harms the public." Wow. Wow, guys, this is scary, right? This is scary. You got the super hyper woke up and away in his beautiful balloon, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. And Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Milli Vanilli argued against doing anything about the balloon because we don't want to put citizens at risk, but we'll get rid of the Chinese initiative to not offend the Chinese because of their race. Well, you know how China responded, don't you? They had the right to take further action. They criticized the U.S. for an obvious overreaction, a serious violation of international practice. They got the right to take further action in response. What are they going to do now? The thing about this is that I don't think you're able to put that big of a super payload in some of these satellites that are out there. Maybe you can. But to hear that guy from NORAD, the general from NORAD, talking about it carried the weight of what a jet airliner would. Guys, that could be an electronic magnetic pulse, an EMP. And I said that one of the first few days that the story was out. Maybe the military did not want to shoot it down because they thought, I don't know, a nuclear bomb was in. I don't know what they thought. How would they even know? Maybe they got ways to somehow infrared. Look, I doubt it. You know what? This lowers my comfortability is sleeping at night. You know, I always think that with all the billions, trillions over my lifetime we spent on the military, right? We really do think that we are secure beyond, right? That is always out on the oceans looking and tracking anything, right? Well, it seems like they caught this and they decided to go ahead and come on in. The debris, when it did land out in the Atlantic Ocean, they said it was in 47 feet of water. They said that was shallower than they expected, and it spread out 7 miles. The recovery included several ships out there. And, of course, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, he said, "Thank you to the men and women of the United States military who were responsible for completing the mission. The Biden administration did the right thing in bringing it down." He's a Chinese asset. That's how I see it. I totally think he's locked, bought, and sold, right? And you had Hillary and cooking up the Russia hoax, and they turned that around and said Trump is a Russian asset. I'm telling you right now, Joe Biden. You had James Clapper, a former director of the National Intelligence Office. He was all in the Russiagate stuff. He claimed that Putin was handling Trump like an asset. And there was never no evidence that that ever happened. But boy, I tell you, we're getting a lot of evidence that Joe Biden is a Chinese asset, claiming that the order to shoot it down was given on Wednesday. But do you really believe that? Do you really believe that? That he authorized to shoot it down. I got my doubts on that. They kept talking about it being over water, saying they've been monitoring since it left China. That's what the Pentagon stated. Since it left China. They had been monitoring this. So, man, when it got out over the Aleutian Islands, like they at the office of they, the people that know the military are saying, they could have knocked it down right then. They certainly knew what it was. They certainly know the jet stream and where it's going to go, right? This whole Biden story doesn't add up. But he'll claim he authorized the balloon to be shot down on Wednesday. And they're actually celebrating. Democrats are celebrating the destruction as if Joe Biden was really, really decisive out there, right? It could be a dry run for an EMP attack. Hate to scare you, but it kind of seems to me there's not a lot of people with binoculars going, iceberg, dead ahead, right? You always think there's somebody looking out there. Hey, let's keep talking about the ocean. NOAA, not the guy that built the ark, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they kind of announced something, and it's kind of a big deal. They said no global warming for the last 8 years. I know, how dare I? There's a thing called the truth, and we're going to look at it next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
I said this last week when the story actually hit before any commentary was out on the Washington Examiner, but it could have been an EMP attack, an electronic magnetic pulse. That's a nuclear explosion way up at altitude, and it disrupts all the electronics in a huge region. I could take down our electricity grid. What would we do if we were all electric? Huh, we would come to a standstill, wouldn't we? Japanese, they used spy balloons to drop during World War II. Now they're a little more sophisticated. They said now they can fly up to 200,000 feet, evade detection, and can carry a small nuclear bomb that if exploded in the atmosphere, these are WorldNet Daily intelligence officials saying it would shut down the grid, wipe out electronics in a mini statewide area. And all it would take is a small little rogue nation or a little terror group or somebody. They could just, buy a nuke. They could launch an attack. The Congressional EMP Commission, they actually talked about this in Congress. And the military, they've sent out warnings over the years about this could happen. And that balloon flyover, that's aggressive. And it could be a dry run. I don't know, send a message to the United States here. And we're finding out that the commander-in-chief is not the commander-in-chief. And it seems like the former commander-in-chief, you had military generals that did not alert President Trump to the fact that it happened then. This is a Canadian security think tank called McKinsey Institute. They said a missile delivered EMP of sufficient size exploded, they said, for example, high above St. Louis. It would fry the electricity system of the United States and even those of the main populated parts of Canada and northern Mexico. Look this up if you really want to scare yourself. But it can happen. There's nuclear weapons around. This Canadian security think tank said, imagine most of the United States with no electricity, no ATMs, few working vehicles, because it fries the electricity, all the electrical parts in your car, batteries, all that kind of stuff. Think about hospitals, electricity. We would have very few functioning hospitals. Think about prescriptions being mailed out, people's pills that they needed and fresh water and food and sewage treatment. And think, boy, that almost seems like a way to really have more effect with a nuclear weapon than if you just dropped it on St. Louis. That would affect St. Louis and anything else in the jet stream where the after effect would flow to, right? This, you do it up at high enough altitude and you fry a country. So if you think we've had civil unrest in America, can you imagine people fighting for survival if something? And they could do that. They could do that. Speaking of way up there, elevation wise, We saw some serious Jack and the Beanstalk lightning come down, right? I mean, Jack and the Beanstalk, by it stayed so long, it looks like you could climb up it. I haven't seen a thunderstorm here in Fresno like that in the last 7 years. I have not, and it was booming, man. And, okay, here's I filmed a little bit of the hail at my house. Let's see if this transfers here. Oh, yeah. That's hail coming down on the driveway. I was like, what is going on outside? I opened the door, and I'm like, wow, okay, it's hail. And then the minute that I realized it's hail, I saw a flash of lightning. And then 1,001, 1,002, boom, boom. Doesn't that mean it's 20 miles away? Do they say for every second it means the storm's... No, maybe somebody was fooling me once. But if you count the seconds between when you see the lightning and you hear the thunder... What's it mean? How far the systems? There's something about that in there, but it was spectacular. Really was. And it cooled down quick, didn't it? Because it was a little balmy on Saturday. We got 0.6 of an inch of rain with Sunday's rain. That raises the area rainfall total since October 1st to 9.8. That's more than 4 inches above the average for this time of the year. We're about an inch less than the total average season rainfall of 10.99 inches. So if we get another inch of rain, we've equaled what we normally get. So let it rain, let it rain, and let that snow go to the Sierra. A foot to 18 inches, fell at 6,000 and above. So that's called the savings account up there. But we saw that fog this morning. That's the wet ground, the colder weather. There you go. We're going to have foggy nights and mornings this week, but later in the week going to be warming up a tad, mid-upper 60s by Thursday and Friday, but some more rain could be on the way for Saturday. That's your weather. Let's go check sports with Stu. How you doing? I felt like a meteorologist right there. There is a lot of hot air out there, but it's about the global warming hoax that's been going on. This is data here. From the National Oceanic and Atmosphere Administration, NOAA, said there has not been global warming for the past 8 years. I know, that's a how dare. NASA satellite data confirms that evidence, showing no global warming for 8 years and 5 months. The Chinese have told us that the air temperature above the United States right now is, right, it's a meteorological balloon, right? Yeah, right. But this evidence showed that there was actually a near record low of major hurricanes in 2022. So you hear all this about the weather getting worse and worse and worse. We're currently experiencing record cold. Mount Washington, New Hampshire, they dropped to negative 45. And I wonder why, how high that mountain, because they don't have huge, tall mountains on the East Coast. I wonder why it's always colder there. They had a negative 107 degree wind chill. I mean, that you're dead, right? I mean, if you're out in that for any length of time, you'd be dead. I don't even care if you got a coat on it. Negative 107. But I guess I'll have to look into that. Why is it not colder in Colorado, you know, and some of those mountains, or Utah, or even here in California, you would think that high up. But, well, they're also up by almost by Canada up there as well. But that's cold. That's cold. But NOAA made it official. Last 8 years, global cooling at a rate of 0.11 a degree a decade. And we've had, as the greenies will say, the climate change cult out there, that we've had 450 plus billion tons of emission of CO2 and all of this, and it's warming up everything. Well, the last 8 years, it hasn't. And, you know, Reuters, they ran a little fact check on this, right? Because that kind of cuts down a lot of people out there saying no global warming for 8 years. And here's Reuters' fact check on it. They said, we assure readers that the 8 years of global cooling are not a trend. I mean, it's not even long enough for it to even be developed as a trend, right? 8 years of cooling. Well, if you want to remember, I said we're going to go back to the Fred Flintstone days with the Build Back Better Green New Deal philosophy that the Democrats and you California Democrats had voted for it. I don't even think you realize, because if you did realize that they wanted to get rid of the petroleum industry and what that would mean for the realities in your life, I think you wouldn't have voted that way. Nobody wants to not have a cell phone or a house or a car or anything made of plastic, or when you have to go to the hospital, you want to have medical equipment, right? All from petroleum. It's a crock that they think they're going to be able to have a civilized society. But here we go. Back to the Fred Flintstone days already. Already. I saw this huge cargo ship that was out in the Pacific Ocean, and they're flying a giant kite. And on the front of this cargo ship, it's a sail, basically. It's a high-tech kite, but it's to save fuel and to cut emissions. So you know there will be a day. I was about to say where you'll go on Amazon and order, but that won't be there. You won't be able to do that. If there still is some way to get something from China in the future, think of what the delivery times would be like with sales. Because, I mean, do you know how many people are applauding this, a giant cargo ship to save fuel? Flying with a sail, they said it actually can generate 20% of the vessel's total propulsion. And they're retrofitting them onto the front of container ships. So I guess that's the new way is back to the old way. Maybe we'll even start getting a scurvy on some of these ships, right? The EVs, there's a dude named Tommy. He's got this YouTube channel about electric vehicles, and he's got a 2022 electric Mini Cooper, and he lives in Colorado. And I didn't grab the audio from this because it wasn't the best quality, but I'll just tell you what Tommy Mika on his YouTube channel from Colorado said. He said his car lost 70% of its acceleration in the cold. Now imagine you're trying to merge onto a freeway or avert something to get out of the way and you need to. He said the issue, the car's dashboard indicator. He said, watch the bars go down. And there's actually an acceleration meter on these electric vehicle Mini Coopers. And the little clicks mean how much acceleration you have available to you. So when it's at 100, you know, you've got it all. You got all the power. But he said when the battery's low or it's cold, you actually lose clicks as the car derates itself. So imagine getting up on a cold Colorado morning and you're dash indicator has you hovering around 30% of your ability to hit the gas. 30%. I mean, could you even make it up a hill? But this is sold as the wave of the future. You know, turning on the heat in a gas-powered car, that's no biggie at all. We do that when it's cold. But think about if you didn't have acceleration, you were down to 30% on your clicks, and you can't spare the voltage from the battery, right? Think about all this stuff that would happen. You know, a full tank of gas, that guarantees that the car's going to go until that gas is out of that tank. But the distance that they promise you with electric vehicles, even the temperature changes that. And we know they lose power when they're parked in the cold as well. Now, listen, there may come a time when EVs are the miracle that they're saying that they are today, but we're not anywhere even close to that. You know, even the batteries are telling us that they can't handle this. But found that interesting right there. And I actually have something new to add to my will. Everybody needs a will, right? And I think you might want to consider adding this to your will. And I never thought about it until I read what this coroner stated. His reaction. Back to life. Let's talk about it next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
More violence to report on. Shooting late yesterday, Palm Avenue near Fig Garden, happened at 8:10 p.m. near Gettysburg Avenue. Victim taken to the hospital. No more information about the severity of the injury, but another shooting around town. Anybody watch the Pro Bowl? I can't believe how excited, well, probably now decades ago, I guess, that I would get about the Pro Bowl, right? It was always cool to see the red and the blue jerseys, and they would wear their own helmets from their team, right? But now they, the last few, I don't even remember when they, was this the first or second year of flag football? I have no idea. Okay, first year. The Pro Bowl games, and it's an embarrassment. It's like, just either do it or don't do it. I remember when they used to do the superstars, ABC's Wild World of Sports. They'd have O.J. Simpson running the track and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with that, but the Pro Bowl was the Pro Bowl. In the last few years that they did it, nobody wanted to get hurt, so nobody was tackling anybody. They kind of just kind of shoved the shoulder pad, and they kind of fall over, and nobody was going all out. Well, you didn't want to get hurt. I mean, their bodies are worth, you know, some of them 20-plus million a year. You had Diggs from the Bills, Buffalo Bills. He lined up behind a group of cheerleaders. Yesterday I saw three plays. That's all I watched. It looked like some guys playing in the park. It was packed in Vegas. I think tickets were $20 and the most expensive were 50 or something, but the stadium was packed. Looked like some guys playing in the park. Cool thing was you could see their faces, but you had no idea what team they were from. At least I didn't see any identification on those park flag football uniforms that they had on. But they had Diggs from the Bills bouncing on a trampoline and through smoke to try and catch two balls at the same time, and failed to catch either of them from the little snippet that I saw. But I guess you would go all out. You could win $84,000, the winning team did. If you lost, you got $42,000. Not bad for a little flag football game in the park in front of, what's that stadium hold? It looked like 40,000 people or something. But again, I watched three plays. I wish I'd known it was on. I didn't know it was on Saturday afternoon, the Senior Bowl, because Bulldogs' Jake Haener was named the 2023 Senior Bowl Most Valuable Player. He led the national team to a 27-10 win in the All-Star game. I bet you they didn't play flag football. They were going all out. He was 12 of 19, only person to throw a touchdown. I think he split the game with a guy, quarterback from Louisville, but he was Haener, first Bulldog to play in the Senior Bowl since Derek Carr in 2014. Just the third all-time. ABC30.com had here that he joins Derek and David Carr with that. So we'll be, I tell you, this would probably be the first time I've ever really, you know, even though I've never met him and don't know him, feel like we know somebody in the combine, right? Jake Haener's going to be in there, the draft Stillwell receiver. Jalen Moreno Cropper's going to be on there, and that's going to be February 28th through March 6th, the NFL combine there as well. So when's the draft? The combine is when they look at everybody, I think, right? And then the draft, if I'm remembering right. But anyhow, on to the will. Time to update the will. And if I pass at a medical facility, throw cold water in my face. If that doesn't work, put those electric shock things on me, stand back, then throw cold water, make sure, see if that shock awakens me. And I want this in there because I read something this is crazy. A woman, this didn't happen in Uzbekistan or Pakistan or the Sudan. This was in Iowa. She was discovered alive 2 hours inside a body bag at a funeral home. Now you know why I'm saying throw cold water. I'm sorry, he's passed away. All right, doctor, thank you. Do you have some cold ice water and some electric prods? I just want to make sure this is in his will. He wants to be shocked to make sure he's really dead. This story here. This lady was at a hospice care, and they said, well, two people there said she died. They called the ambulance. Coroner came and got her, and the coroner unzipped the bag, and she was breathing. Wow. See, doesn't that make you now want to put that in your will? It should. We got a lot of commies amongst us. Yeah, I'm going to go MacArthur in the 1950s. You know what 100 Democrat, communist politicians voted for? Not to vote against socialism.